KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Police in New York say they found three shell casings that have been matched to the gun recovered on the 26-year-old suspect in the shooting death of the United Healthcare CEO. Meanwhile, acquaintances of Luigi Mangione from high school, college, and later say this isn't the man they knew.
They're saying that that's a completely different person than the Luigi Mangione that they were used to. Described him as a thoughtful person, a capable person.
A missing American found alive in Syria. The United States believing it might be Travis Timmerman, who went missing around 7 months ago from Hungary. This is more families look for their loved ones after the collapse of Bashar al-Assad's regime. FBI Director Christopher Wray announcing yesterday that he'll step down from his role shortly before his former boss, Donald Trump, takes office next month. This is Trump named Kash Patel as his replacement more than 2 years before Wray's term was set to end. President-elect Trump set to ring the opening bell on the New York Stock Exchange today. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Wisconsin man who faked his own death and then fled to the country of Georgia is now facing charges in Green Lake County. Here's Lisa Hale.
45-year-old Ryan Borgwart appeared in court Wednesday afternoon where a judge entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. The criminal complaint said after faking his drowning death in Green Lake, Borgwart took an e-bike to Madison where he hopped a bus to Canada and from there flew to Europe. Green Lake County is seeking $35,000 to $40,000 in restitution for wasting the county's time and resources in searching for him.
Dane County will soon have a new supervisor. Keith Furman will represent District 10. He's replacing Aaron Collins, who was elected in 2022. Collins worked for Melissa Agard when she was in the state Senate, so now he's left to work for her again in the office of Dane County Executive. Furman is a former Madison Common Council president. The board will officially vote on his appointment next week. If approved, he'll fill the vacancy until the spring when Collins' replacement is elected. And the Act 10 ruling is raising the stakes for the state Supreme Court election in the spring. The controversial 13-year-old law strictly limited public sector bargaining rights here in Wisconsin. Last week, a Dane County judge struck down a big portion of the law, but Republicans have already filed an appeal. Michael Childers is a labor education professor at UW-Madison. He says the law brought the state back more than 50 years, as Wisconsin was a pioneer in the fight for workers' rights.
It was the first state in the nation that allowed formally for public sector bargaining and then became the first to basically greatly curtail bargaining rights for all but police and fire in the state.
The case is almost certainly headed to the state Supreme Court. The court currently has a liberal majority, so the public workers who filed this lawsuit hope justices act before the election. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks head to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks found out last night they'll face the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals Saturday of the NBA Cup in Las Vegas. Tip-off time 3:30. Atlanta beat the Knicks in New York 108-100 to qualify. College hoops, the Badgers on the road against the Butler Bulldogs in Indianapolis. Game time Saturday at 1:30. Last night in Green Bay, the Milwaukee Panthers beat the UW Green Bay Phoenix 88-67. The Phoenix now 2-9 under Doug Gottlieb. NFL, Packers defensive back Jair Alexander back and expected to play after missing the past month with a knee injury. The Packers in Seattle Sunday night. Luke Musgrave returned to practice. Jordan Love on seeing the tight end finally doing some drills after ankle surgery in early October.
Yeah, it's been awesome to see Luke. He was out there in pads and whatnot doing some individual stuff today. So, you know, had a tough injury. Didn't know when he was going to be back. And it's awesome to have a guy like that back out there.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. Mostly sunny with a high right around 10 this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight with a low down to around zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 25 with some freezing rain and snow. It'll be light, but possible tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
The temperature now is zero. Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with morning show host and former Green Bay mayor Jim Schmidt. And Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show, who has likely seen Jim's pick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
After weeks of careful thought, I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down. This is not easy for me. I love this place. I love our mission, and I love our people. But my focus is, and always has been, on us and on doing what's right for the FBI.
Boo! Boo! Boo, Chris Wray.
I can't say that I blame him, though.
I don't need, I don't blame him either.
I think he's being a wiener. I'm with Allison Gill on this one. He said Chris Wray is weak. He wanted to block Garland's search of Mar-a-Lago. He oversaw an FBI that refused to execute Garland's search warrants for the architects of the coup, and now he's obeying in advance by resigning like a coward. Don't let the door hit you, jerk. Thank you. It further normalizes this. The firing of an FBI director, Trump appointed. Mm-hmm. Right? There's no reason except what's his usual whining. The FBI illegally raided my home without cause.
No,
they
didn't.
If anything, Chris Wray needs to at least correct the record. This makes it look like, confirms what all this crap that Donald Trump says has any validity, which it doesn't. How about this part of his troth? Kash Patel is the most qualified nominee to lead the FBI in America's history.
That's debatable.
This is the new reality we're going to live in. Sure. Captain Crazy Eyes is the most qualified. I agree with a lot of people think it's cowardly. It is obeying in advance.
Yeah.
Trump appointed him because James Comey, who basically handed the election to Donald Trump with what he did to Hillary, he wasn't enough of a suck up,
right?
Because he admitted what at least all of the Republicans on the Senate Intelligence Committee did, that Russia interfered to help Donald Trump in 2016. So he had to go. And I agree with Allison. I think Chris Wray has been incredibly weak in terms of protecting Trump. And yet, at least he's in some realm of normal. At least when asked about facts and figures, he will say the truth that 90-something percent of our violence is right-wing extremist,
right,
white supremacist violence.
Right.
You won't find anybody that will tell you the truth on that anymore.
No.
They'll say it's all suddenly, trust me, January 20th, it's all going to be left-wing lunatic violence. That's the number one threat to America, right?
We're not going to have any realm of normal for the next 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why not.
Yeah, that goes without saying. We might as well just strap ourselves in for that.
Yeah. Normally, I like a good strapping in, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, do you?
Oh, the Stephanie Miller Show has some corrections before we begin.
What do we do now?
We have to cover yesterday's corrections before we can move on with our new mistakes.
Who made a mistake?
This is like my love life. What?
I'm wincing because usually it's me.
Maybe this. I think we all got there together on this one.
All right.
Kat, Blue Sky, just an FYI, Kylie Kelce is Jason Kelce's wife, right. Not sister.
Wife.
Travis's sister-in-law.
You said
hashtag sporting the sport.
You said it was a sister.
The Stephanie Miller regrets the error.
I originally thought it was a wife, but...
All we care is she's the new number one podcast, and our point is, girls, she beat the stupid, what's the, Rogan?
Although,
whoever.
She's in trouble for what she said on her podcast.
What did she say now?
I don't care. I want girls to run the world.
She said that she doesn't get her husband to help with the children in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, all right. Boo to her, too. Boo to you. Boo to Chris Ray.
Whenever.
Oh, really?
Whenever
that's going to be the number one podcast. There's only women that say like that?
Uh-huh. Someone asked her, you know, who takes care of the kids when you're doing your podcast? And she says, oh, I call in a babysitter or something.
Then they said,
doesn't your husband help? No. No.
Oh, doesn't. Dear. No. All right, Jody, time for you to quit your job. Go home, take care of those cats like a good little lady. And get some. Does Lonnie have breakfast yet? Why don't you make him breakfast?
I read that in People magazine this morning.
I haven't read People magazine in 40 years.
That and Connections. I thought you did some meaningful work.
Did you
here
do
for
Connections
the show
today?
It's on hold.
It's weird.
It's on hold.
For what is?
Connections today. It's not words.
Oh,
it's pictures.
God.
It's pictures.
How will we? Oh, God. Should we put on a best of and go
I
home?
I got yellow and green, but I didn't get the other two.
All right. Listen, people. I'm going to need my Luigi Mangione for these corrections. We have several corrections regarding Luigi Mangione.
Regarding People magazine, it was served up on my Apple News app.
I don't need your lame excuses for your shallow, fluffy life. Reads People magazine, then goes to the gym, and then poses naked on Instagram. That's his whole day.
Okay.
All right, these corrections involve, you know, I get bitchier and bitchier the closer we get to vacation.
Yes.
That's not my Luigi Mangione music.
I can't find it.
Oh, for God's sakes. All right. I have several Sopranos-related corrections.
All
thank
right
you, Twitter and Threads and Blue Sky.
Okay.
I need my music. This is a correction music, but it's specifically in relation. Billy says, Steph, the Bada Bing had bar food. The Sopranos crew ate Italian at Vesuvio. Via Luigi with Mangione sauce. Mmm. Stephanie Miller Show regrets the error. You are correct. The Bada Bing was the bar. That's not where they had the pasta fagul and the menegatti.
I know. Okay. I didn't make that error because I've never seen The Sopranos.
I've watched one episode.
You made another error, however. Oh. Leonard Riccardi, said, Steph, you see my name? I got a vowel at the end of it.
Oh, boy.
Could have used Italian stereotypes. You better get them right. Secondi does not come before the menegatti. It's antipasto. Primo, which is pasta or risotto. Secondi, meat or fish.
Right.
Contomi, side dish, dolce, dessert. Now let's eat.
Why didn't you confirm all this with Frank Pigluzzi yesterday?
I should have.
He could have been very helpful.
He did point out what self-respecting Italian eats at McDonald's. He should have been over it somewhere.
His last name ends with an I. It ends with a vowel.
I did not know that was the order of Italian dishes. That is good
to
know.
Well, primo, then secondi.
Secondi, yeah.
Yeah, I knew that.
Antipasto first, primo, secondi, cantori, dolce. Yeah.
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 See.
And then the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
Yeah.
That's the only. Okay. I feel like you need to play Snap out of it, like in Moonstruck. Stop it. Stop speaking. Okay. Where was I? Oh.
Snap out of it!
I still hear Italian music in my...
You do?
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Your earphones are weird.
Yeah.
Because nobody else in the world
knows
that.
You guys programmed them to make me crazy. Like, this is like Gaslighting. This is like the movie Gaslighting, but the basement radio version. Yeah. Eve over there is trying to make me go, woohoo, woohoo, so she gets to take over sooner.
The Stephanie Miller Show would like to make a correction.
Oh, another
one? The movie is called Gaslight, not Gaslighting.
Pardon me. The Stephanie Miller Show regrets the error. And now... on to the secundi, the second course of the out of the gate. But Liz makes a great point on the, where is this, the Twitterers. If the GOP would stop blocking Medicare for all public option and trying to kill the ACA with no effing plan to replace it, i.e. back to insurance companies being able to deny everything and perpetually hike premiums, we'd all be better off. Medical bankruptcy shouldn't be ubiquitous. Thank you. As we said on day one of this, We're the only ones trying to do anything about gun violence or about this ridiculous health care system we have. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Okay. Oh, this just in, by the way. This, I believe we reported this towards the end of the show yesterday, the Nancy Mace quote-unquote assault. Oh, my God. How long did that take to fall apart?
A day.
The person who supposedly, quote-unquote, assaulted Nancy Mace was just a foster youth advocate who literally did nothing more than shake her hand and ask her to please respect trans rights. That was it.
Yep.
And now she, like, every little whiny little right-wing bitch. Ow! It was broke my arm! She's right. She's, I was assaulted by a pro-trans somebody. First of all, most of us that are decent people are pro-trans, meaning we want everyone, just people, to live their life in peace.
Right.
This wasn't a trans person. She goes, oh, some pro-trans. Right. Most decent people are pro everybody being able to live their life in peace.
Right.
Oh, my God. All right. I need my Lincoln Project this morning. All he's right. To your point, Christopher.
What?
They said the Trump transition and administration has already been marked by chaos, division, incompetence, and stupidity. Speaking of strapping in, they will soon be looking for somewhere to lay the blame, and we have to make sure it falls on them. They own this nightmare. This is what they've created. They also said the translation into another Trump term is already an unmitigated disaster, scandal after scandal already piling up. The Republicans have nobody to blame but themselves. The chaos, the corruption, and crisis, they own all of it. Let's start learning how to alpha liberal better now. Because you know he's going to, first of all, they're already going, look how great the economy is. Because, I guess, right? Because we voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I mean, and that's going to keep happening because a lot of stuff that Biden has done, it's going
taking to, years. To,
yes, the benefits are going to kick in. And then on cue, you know, Trump's going to go, see, I alone can fix it. Look what I did. Was that a, I'm not even doing the impression right anymore. I have not lost the will to live.
Yeah. Yeah. We're almost at vacation.
Yeah, we are. We're crawling to the finish line next Friday. Okay. All right. Happy Christmas, Hanukkah Kwanzaa for the first time from the Stephanie Miller Show, by the way. What we officially celebrate, Nancy Mace. Happy holiday to everybody of every religion.
It's okay if you're Muslim, a Christian, or a Jew. It's okay if you're agnostic and you don't know what to do. An all-inclusive celebration with enough for lubrication. Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, and Zaka to you.
And the pagans, too.
In some ways, we're all monkeys, but maybe just a smidgen.
I'm a gynecologist.
Well, now that's my kind of religion.
Whose face is the right one? It's anybody's guess. What matters most is coming up from $450 less. Everyone's invited. It's a planet-wide affair. Hey, isn't that Tiny Tim dancing in his underwear? Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, and Zaka to you.
Yay! So festive.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know that I almost dated a male psychologist, or what do you call it, gynecologist once? Fill in your own joke here about who saw more.
Where did you meet him?
At a party.
Oh, not in the chair?
No.
Okay.
No, he did not see my pussy.
Okay.
No.
He never did?
No.
Oh,
but here's what's fun about that. Remember in the 70s? Oh, I mean, I wasn't alive, but some people.
I was alive.
Just dated serial killers because we had no Google. We had no nothing. We had no way to, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know. He was handsome. We hit it off. He asked me out. It was during a, you know, dry period in my bad
life. Life.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, maybe I should.
Were you a lesbian at the time?
Might have been one of those fluid periods.
I see. Got it. Okay.
Post KBC parking lot, but.
Oh, so it was relatively recent.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
Well, since I've known
It was a radio guy's that we knew party that I met him. And then, but anyway, I Googled him, and apparently he had several sexual harassment, sexual assaults suits. So I just stopped returning those texts, and that's the end of my dating a male gynecologist story.
Wait a minute, you said this was in the 70s. People
No, I was saying, remember when we dated serial killers back when there was no Google?
Okay.
Like, you just went out with, you had no idea who anyone was. You were just like, sure.
Yeah.
I'd love to go on a date with you into the middle of a field in the middle of the night. What?
Yeah, that lasted through the 80s.
Yeah, right, see? Okay. That was just
and the early part of the 90s.
And the early part of the 90s, absolutely.
That was a little spare story I just threw in there. Okay, no extra charge. 19 minutes You know, I really need to go on vacation. Oh, people, I got complaint letters about me talking about decanting wine into hot lady's mouth.
I bet.
I apologize. People are like, can you just stick to talking about Joe Biden's accomplishments? I am very, and you.
We have 3 hours to fill.
You tried this for 20 years, three hours.
No writers. Not one writer at all.
Some of it's going to be packing peanuts. Yes. And just deal with it. Okay. Pardon me.
We're going to decant this wine into your mouth and you're going to like it.
Apparently, according to that complaint letter, I should only be talking about Joe Biden's accomplishments for 3 hours every day. Otherwise, what is the point of me?
That'll attract an audience.
I'm going to guess the decanting wine into a hot lady's mouth is a rating spike through the roof. But that's just me. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe.
Whee!
Wow, that was, you know what? That's what she's saying, we for peace of mind.
Yeah.
Because that's what you and I have.
That's right.
We have Simply Safe right now. Oh, I know why she was saying we, because they've extended the massive Black Friday sale.
Yes, what? They have.
Oh, I was hoping for a second.
Whee!
Yay! 50% off a new Simply Safe security system. It is the home security we trust. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. This is your last chance to protect your home at Simply Safe's lowest prices of the year. And I'm telling you, they're always innovating, reinventing themselves.
That's right.
Active outdoor guard protection. Who else has that? Oh, you know what? I checked into another company back a while ago. They have it. It's like $11 billion a month.
Whoa!
Simply Safe, it's like a buck a day for all of this protection. They stop people before the break-in is what happens. If someone's lurking, agents can see them in real time, talk to them directly, set off your spotlights, even call the police. That's before they've even had a chance to break in. So you have layers of security.
Yes.
And you get 50% off in the Black Friday sale that's been extended right now at simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Stephanie Miller.
Put your hands in the air like you HD to the edge and just don't care.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Don't wait. Shop Cozy Earth now before their most loved gifts sell out this holiday season. One of my favorite Christmas memories is curling up by the tree, the glow of the lights filling the room, and feeling completely at peace. Cozy Earth helps you recreate that magic by transforming your home into a sanctuary, a haven of calm amidst life's chaos. Their bamboo sheet set is the ultimate in luxury, designed to be incredibly breathable. It keeps you several degrees cooler for a night of uninterrupted rest. With a durable weave guaranteed to last 10 years, it's a thoughtful gift everyone will love and use every day. And for those slow, cozy holiday mornings, Cozy Earth's long-sleeve bamboo pajama set are a must-have. Luxuriously soft and stylish, they are perfect for lounging in total comfort while making lasting memories with loved ones. You want your Cozy Earth gifts by Christmas? Order by December 13th for free shipping. Expedited shipping available until December 20th. Wrap the ones you love in luxury. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That is CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh,
well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to fake.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
You know what? There is nothing that makes me hotter than discussing all of our technical difficulties and various financial penalties associated. Okay, hi, everybody. Hi. Oh, hey, look, it's another thing about how people should be investing more in progressive infrastructure. That article, another thing about that.
Yep.
Okay. Hi, good morning. We have Carl Frisch, Dr. Redliner, and Dana Goldberg. So it's a regular Thursday, so everything is right with the world. Starting with Karen in Chicago,
well,
of course,
I mean,
who is practically a co-host. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
So, first of all, yeah, F. James Comey.
Yeah.
F. Christopher Wray, who covered up the Kavanaugh investigation.
Thank you.
By not taking the tips. Okay?
Hundreds of tips.
So, but
yeah.
Hundreds of tips. Exactly.
Yeah. Don't you love that he's somehow an enemy of Donald Trump? I mean, are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's insanity because a couple of times he actually told the truth in hearings. So then all of a sudden he's an enemy of Donald Trump and the people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Whatever. But yeah. So now, Allison, I want if she's listening, and I don't know if you know, but there was an opinion piece in the New York Times, and somebody reposted it, and basically it said this: Christopher Wray resigned as FBI director. Was it capitulation or defiance? I think it was defiance. Wray's resignation actually narrowed Trump's options. There was a path to rapidly appointing Patel as an acting director without Senate confirmation. That path is now closed. So I'm curious to see if Allison.
Well, Allison does not ever miss a minute of this show. She is literally perched on the end of her bed.
Yes, she's
asleep.
Every
she's
morning.
Asleep.
No, she's perched on the end of her bed
a
cat.
No, she's asleep.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me, she should be. You literally, when my eyes open, first it's like, oh,
thank you.
Us all because Donald Trump. But then
thank
my
you.
Next thought is, when is Stephanie coming on? Because
yes.
I need to be
listen,
blue
do you know Lily Tomlin has told the story that I am in her partner Jane's earbuds. So that's what wakes Lily up every morning. Like a little cartoon bird. It's she hears me in Jane's earbuds.
And you deliver the skinny and sweet.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you.
I want you to, Stephanie, could you just, for me, because you get me out of bed so I can do my workout. Can you just Burgess Meredith, get out of bed, you lazy.
Oh, hang on. I still have, I have my alarm clock. Hang on. Hold please.
Get up, you lazy son of a bitch. I said wake up, you loser.
There you go. All right. You ready to go?
Okay.
All right.
Yes, that's what I want, but I want you to do it.
Oh, okay.
Then that'll yes.
Yeah. How's your Burgess Meredith impression?
Yeah.
What's for breakfast? I want you to eat thunder and crap lightning. All right. Good luck. Good luck on your Steph Head walk. Okay, Carl Frisch next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Man, it is a cold one today. Make sure you're bundled up safely whenever you're outside. Right now, we're in the middle of the coldest snap we've had so far this season. All it takes is about half an hour for exposed skin to start to get frostbite. We started out the morning with wind chills of 10 below, and in some spots, it felt even colder than that. Remember, if you need help paying heating bills or you need a warm place to sleep, you can always call 211 Wisconsin. But luckily for us, this cold isn't sticking around long. By the end of the weekend, we may even hit 40 degrees. Meanwhile, Madison has nixed its plan to create a pilot program charging money to park at city parks. Originally, you would have had to pay to park at some city parks just on a trial basis as they figure out whether this is a good plan or not. But they got some backlash, and there seemed to be misunderstandings among staff about how it would work. So at least for now, the idea has been shelved. And it's that time of year for holiday scams, and they are pervasive. Lisa Hale reports.
According to the AARP, 80% of Americans were targeted by at least one holiday scam last year. Scams are so prevalent, they're a global business, says Grant Wheat, Vice President of Risk Management at Verva Credit Union.
This has become its own commerce, right? Fraud, scams is its own business now. In the U.S. alone, last year, was the estimated $130 billion of American wealth transferred to scammers. And globally, we're looking at over a $3 trillion business across the globe when it comes to fraud and scams.
Wheat says to avoid being scammed, slow down, scrutinize every non-solicited email or text, and reach out to someone you trust before sending any money, gift cards, or Bitcoin.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. Mostly sunny with a high right around 10 this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight with a low down to around zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 25 with some freezing rain and snow. It'll be light, but possible tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
The John and Gordy Show.
What is this 15 people orgy that's going on?
A new Senate report says only 6% of federal workers go into the office 5 days a week. And the only federal workers showing up to the office are having sex with each other. Our report stated there was a 12-person orgy, but we have to issue a correction. It was 15.
It's not so bad working for the federal government after all.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a very special edition of the show. You know how fascism creeps in? On little cat's feet. Matt Flynn in the guest host chair. Join him.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
.gov.
Had a secret ballot, would vote against them. 5 to 10 of them who have expressed to me that they really dislike and are opposed to Hegseth, but whether they'll vote for him really depends on whether they show the backbone and spine and vote on principle, not on politics.
Senator Richard Blumenthal on the profiling cowardice that is today's Republican Party. Look who's here.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. He's not just a man, he's a website. Good morning, CarlFrisch.com.
Before we begin, I do need to let you know that I am fully committed to not drinking when I'm on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, that's disappointing.
I am of service to you at this hour.
We require it.
I mean, this is the kind of crazy upside down we knew we were going to be in, right? I mean, that says everything you need to know about how cowardly this party is, right? If it were a secret ballot, there's no way he'd get in, but he may. Because, you know, they're being threatened.
Yeah, how far we've come that it used to be routine in Washington for Republicans, Democrats, whomever, to tell their president, you know, or their incoming president, look, we're fine with most of the people you want, but we're not going to take this one or that one. They were certainly never afraid of death threats because they didn't happen to the extent that they do today. They certainly weren't afraid that the president would whip up a frenzy around that person and try and primary them. It really puts on full display how we got here in the first place because of a lack of spine.
Well, I mean, and what does it say that Marco Rubio is a cowardly, spineless little wiener? And he's like, he's the only one that's even vaguely qualified for what he's been nominated for. I mean, this is just, I think, beyond what we could have even imagined in terms of just a clown show. I mean, I look down the road and I'm like, are they really going to confirm Tulsi Gabbard and, you know, Bobby Kennedy and who else are we? What other, Cash Patel? I mean, what's your take on First Hedge, Seth, and then those other ones, Carl?
I think with everyone that gets bounced, the likelihood that the other ones get through increases. Yeah. You might call it the transitive property of MAGA.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God! And now Seth is trying to get out in front of what is this thing? Some West Point.
West Point. Yeah.
That he. I don't. Who knows? That, you know, I don't know whether he did make.
He has a letter saying that he did
get into West Point. I don't know. Oh my God! I mean, talk about death by a thousand cuts, right? And it just. And the other thing, all these Republicans keep going on TV and going, well, you know, he got these anonymous sources. She's not anonymous. He paid her off. He knows who she is. Like,
made her sign a non-disclosure.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Do we have this one?
It's McCormick.
Yeah, 13. This is Rich McCormick, Republican of Georgia.
Oy. He did a really good job of shoring up against those accusations, which are anonymous, which nobody at Fox will say anything.
Like,
I don't know what he's talking. I don't know what they're talking about when they talk about these anonymous complaints. He doesn't know what he's talking about. His wife doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, sure.
Well, they're all kind of like, just show me who it is and let's address it because I don't know who it is.
Oh my God.
And so,
are you talking about the allegations of sexual assault?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so,
but he paid a settlement, so he does know who it is.
No, he didn't know who it is.
Yes.
And he's saying to us, it's an empty allegation of an anonymous tip.
It.
That's not the same thing. And so that's why I heard the same thing as you. And I had my concerns. But that's not what we were told in conference. We were told, no, these are anonymous tips. We don't know where they came from.
Those are your marching orders. You were lied to and told to repeat those lies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Carl, how ridiculous is this? I mean,
they were anonymous, and, of course, he paid the person who was anonymous. Okay. Get in line. Make it anonymous.
What do you think the results were of that rape kit? Why do you think he paid her off?
Exactly.
I mean, are you kidding me? That we're supposed to believe, this is some anonymous. Really? How do you know who to pay? To shut up if you don't know who it is. I mean, this is just absurd.
It's through the looking glass. It is the upside down times. It's everything you can imagine and then some. And mind you, we're going to be going through this for the next 4 years because remember, this is a guy who goes through his cabinet members like nobody's business, mm-hmm. right? Like one after another after another. So it's just going to keep happening like this.
I know. No, I know. By the way, Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. Noted parking lot lawyer. also on Pete Hegseth.
Amazing to me, especially that they're picking on the people that have served our country in an amazing way. I mean, look at their history, Tulsi and Pete Hegseth. And then they say, oh, well, of course you pick somebody who's from Fox, or of course you pick somebody who had a picture with Putin once. Well, what exactly do you think their jobs were? Their jobs were exactly to have relationships, to form them and to fight them and to fight for the American people. That doesn't make you a sympathizer with our enemies, but this is the narrative. We're used to it, Laura. You know, just buckle up. We're just getting started, but yeah.
Oh, God, we're all such victims. Oh, you're right, Elena. We're all such victims. Oh, my God, really? This is picking on... Noting that Pete Hegseth is a drunk and has been accused of rape is picking on him? Oh, my God, and then they play the, you know, the veteran card. Tulsi Gabbard had a picture once with Putin? Really? Is that the extent of her? So she can fight him? Mm-hmm. Really? Uh-huh. That's what you call...
I know she's funny, but mark my words, sometime in the next 4 years, Lena Haba will be nominated for Attorney General.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Bless you. I just, Carl, of all the layers of, you know, cognitive dissonance that we're going to have to endure, we were told this whole campaign that Kamala Harris was a DEI hire, right? Had no qualifications of any kind. Forget being a fantastic senator, attorney general of the largest state in the nation, yada, yada, vice president of the United States. So now, let's see, what do we have? Oh, Kimberly Guilfoyle will be the new ambassador to Greece. How did that conversation go? Trump's like, what do you think, Canada? No, farther! Where's the farthest? Greece!
Poor Greece.
Because there's...
Well,
yeah, somebody, Greece tweeted, don't you shout, we can hear you from here. You don't have to come here.
Yeah. how will Don Jr. split his time between Greece and the United States?
Right.
John Jr. has, what's the term, moved on, it appears.
Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, don't you hold hands unromantically?
Yes, yes, Jody and I hold hands all through the entire show, don't we, Jody?
Uh-huh, yeah. Constantly.
No. I love John Jr. tweeted, I'm so proud of Kimberly. I'm guessing she has some different fifis about him at this point. But yes, he's been spotted canoodling as Carl is with someone else. But I just love, literally, is that the farthest place you could get an ambassadorship to? I think so. Greece?
Yeah, she may, you know, I don't know what she thinks, but I mean, she's going to get appointed. She's going to get confirmed. Look, ambassadorships are the least of our worries, right?
Yeah. Like, no, I know.
A Trumper.
But she's a lawyer who was on Fox. She has not held any foreign policy or diplomacy titles. I mean, and this is what this is going to be like, right? I mean, Eric, hi, I'm Eric.
I'm Eric.
Just announced, oh, a new Trump deal in Saudi Arabia. Imagine that, after he got $2 billion from them on the way out the door. I mean, this is going to be one long oligarchic Kazakhstocracy. I can't even think of the words. Carl, go ahead.
Well, and at the same time, we've got a potential Trump becoming a senator behind Marco Rubio.
Oh, so. God, yes.
Yeah. You know,
yes, fire escape singer Lara Trump might be the new senator because,
it might just be a ruse for an album release party.
That was funny, Carl.
Yep.
I swear to God, Trump probably had a Sharpie and a map. He's like, no farther.
Yeah.
Somewhere farther. Mexico? No. I'm sorry, we're having a deer antler conflagration between Bonnie and Clyde. I apologize.
Conflagration.
Yeah, that's what
I said. A conflama.
Right. Okay, we're having a kerfuffle. All right, in my shut the pile forever, did you see this, Carl? Senator Mitch McConnell, could you just load the shut-up cannon and keep it ready all morning?
Yep.
Thank you very much. He made what seemed to be another criticism of Donald Trump. This is also the now a warning stack. Mm-hmm. He would like to warn us now about the dangers of Donald Trump. Cautioning that the country is in a dangerous global situation, similar to the years leading up to World War II, pointing out Trump's campaign slogan echoes that historical period. We are in a very, very dangerous world right now, reminiscent right before World War II. Even the slogan is the same, America First, which is what was said in the 1930s. Wow.
I wish you could just shut
Thanks,
your
Mitch.
Big yapper.
He had an opportunity to convict him.
Shut the up, Donnie.
Okay. He said, let's be absolutely clear, America will not be made great again by those who are content to manage our decline, to which he got an enthusiastic ovation from other people that probably voted for. Carl, politically, can I put your little political cap on, won't you? I do feel like this is going to be the quick, and it already has, I think, been the quickest case of buyer's remorse ever. That yes. People are like, wait, what? Did I, huh?
Well, just wait until the policies change, too.
Yeah, right.
You know, billionaires, more tax cuts, and Social Security and Medicare, and the list goes on and on, let alone what agencies and you know, essential government functions they're going to try and destroy. But I think that they will do what they've always done. They will go way too far, way too fast, mm-hmm. and within a year's time, it will be very clear that Democrats are going to retake Congress.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have a new minister of propaganda, by the way.
Oh,
yes,
about,
yes, Carrie Lake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Will be the head of Voice of America.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Somebody called it the international propaganda minister. Is there enough Vaseline to achieve this? Yeah, she is the new director of Voice of America. I'm going to guess we're not going to be invited to be on there.
I don't think so.
Can you imagine spending that much time at Mar-a-Lago, and this is what you get?
That's what you get.
Yeah.
By the way, someone said, how is she going to serve as a senator, governor, and director of Voice of America at the same time, since, as you know, she's never lost any office right. that she's run for?
I mean, she is highly capable of serving in positions she wasn't elected
for. Even the people in South Dakota are like, Kristi Noem, head of Homeland Security, she would suck at that because she couldn't even keep her home state safe, unless right. we're being attacked by puppies, in which case.
Oh, then we'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Carl, I don't know what to say. So, Tom Hobag.
Homan.
Sure. I think you started that.
I did start
that
it.
Sticks in the head.
Yeah.
Okay. Our border czar has indicated he plans to deport millions of undocumented immigrants with or without the help of local officials. So, our friend, Governor J.B. Prisker, star of Stage, Screen, Illinois, and Chicago Sexy Liberal.
Yep.
It said being a border czar is not an official position in the government. He says Hobag may not have the authority.
Homan.
Sure. he said he would not authorize the Illinois National Guard to assist the Trump agents. He added he wouldn't permit any other state's National Guard to enter his state's borders. And he said something important, Carly. He said, I don't believe we should be putting one state's National Guard against another state. That's un-American.
Yep.
I mean, these friggin' states' rights people that then change on a dime. Like, suddenly, trust me, January 20th, Illinois will have no rights, right?
Never been about states' rights or local control. Always been about their views having, you know, domain over everything else.
Yeah.
That was always code language until they got power.
Right.
Yeah. Tom Hobag said, if he doesn't...
Homan.
Bless you. he said if he doesn't want to get help, he should get the hell out of the way. Chicago's in trouble because your mayor sucks and your governor sucks.
Whoa. That's lovely.
That's
language.
What this is going to be like these 4 years. Name-calling, bullying, yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is what happens when you hire the best. and clearly they all come with speechwriters who are really good at their jobs.
You're extra scampy today, Carl.
Yeah.
Carl, and I love you.
I mean, you have to be scampy to get through the days.
You're cutting in and out, or it's maybe these evil headphones of mine. But I love you.
He's cutting in and out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, fine. Let's see you next week. Goodbye.
Thanks, Carl.
All right, goodbye. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo.
Credo.
Moment. The state of the world. As Lucy would say. We just did that all in mm-hmm. unison.
Yeah. We did.
Uh-huh. The world has a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Yeah. Well, you can make a difference. Make the world a little better. One small, easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile, a progressive phone company that shares your values. Every month they donate to tons of progressive nonprofits. All the peoples that we love, March for Our Lives, Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, on and on. They're going to need us more than ever now. When you join Credo, you get all you need from a phone company. The largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You even bring your current phone and your current number, and bam, there you go. CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
What
you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, plus it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Stephanie Miller. Good times. These are the good times. Leave your cares behind. These are the good times.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, yeah. This is it? This is as good as it gets? Oh,
this is as good as it gets.
This is it? These are the good times, so enjoy. How much longer do we have till January 20th?
It's the holiday.
Oh, boy. Yeah, what the Christicle. Okay, what? Oh, Maggie. Oh, ASU. Class of 92. Steph, yeah. Chris, Jody, longtime Thank listener. You. Want to say how much I love and appreciate all of you. You kept me sane through this national trauma. I don't have a guess for the Five and Dime clip, but I think it sounds like Allison Janney, and the style sounds similar to the writing in the movie Juno. Is it from Juno? I don't know.
She was Allison Janney was in Juno.
Yes, she was. She was in every movie.
Pretty much.
I just saw her in The Diplomat.
What happened to Rode Flare Mary?
We don't know.
Don't think she's still with us.
I may not be with us after COVID, no longer. Especially. Yeah.
Number two, I have to admit I have a little crush on Chris. He is the cutest. If only I was single and I lived in California. Oh, well, 0 for 3. Maggie, ASU, classic. 92, Fear the Fork.
I was class of 92 as well.
Is that an ASU thing?
Fear the Fork. Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
Sparky carries a trident. You know, he's a little, he's a devil. And he carries
Got it. Okay. Well, Fear the Fork, ASU, class of 92. Yeah. All right. Uh-huh. Oh, this is one of the side effects of the Stephanie Miller Show. Lorraine says, Steph, I switch my dogs to Dr. Marty. Good girl. Every time I feed them, I find myself humming the Rocky Mountain Mike's Dr. Ronnie jingle.
Oh.
That's funny.
All right.
All right. All right. This is, am I saying this name right? Kate Baldwin?
Baldwin.
Yeah, Baldwin. On CNN. She was doing so, and we always recognize Bollarding in honor of our beloved Eric Boller, who just would have had a, who just had a heavenly birthday.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
These are world-renowned leaders in fields like medicine, chemistry, economics, and physics. They include the men who were awarded this year's Nobel Prize in physiology or medicine for the discovery of microRNA. My thing about this is we are all very clear on what it feels like to, you know, play politics with whatever. But when do we start and stop listening to people who are actual experts
on
things?
Thank you.
Really, I don't think we should necessarily stop, Kate, but I think we should challenge. And they are elite in terms of their pedigree. Like, I have a lot of respect for
any person. Or maybe elite in terms of their intellectual capacity.
Sure. But I have respect for people who spent a lot of time mastering something and moving the needle forward in terms of our understanding and sort of rare or complex disciplines.
Okay.
Who's she talking to?
Michael Singleton. Is that his actual name?
Yeah.
Right wing douche nozzle. Here we go.
I think that matters for us as a nation and for the world. However, let's look at some of the facts as it pertains to our healthcare system. 40.3% of Americans, according to the CDC, are obese. Mm-hmm. That number has increased since 2011. The United States, according to the same data, ranks 34th in terms of our healthcare system.
A lot of people will also not potentially endanger America's children by pushing anti-vax conspiracy theories for years.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say what also endangered Americans' children, Kate, was a lot of the rhetoric that we heard from many of the same experts during the COVID pandemic, where now you have millions of American kids who are significantly behind academically.
Oh, my God. But alive.
Yeah.
Alive, they can catch up. Oh, my God. I can't wait to talk to Dr. Doom about this because it's just, they did a poll where, you know, more Americans trust Dr. Fauci than, you know, Trump. And I'm like, it shouldn't even be close. Why Trump and Bobby Kennedy, neither of whom have medical degrees or knowledge of any kind. It's just, oh, my God. This whole, like, this is an opinion question, right? Here's some more. Yeah.
I think many Americans want someone who's willing to ask some very tough questions as it pertains to our healthcare system. And I would argue that they would be right in doing so because our healthcare system is not where it needs to be. It doesn't make sense for the wealthiest country in the world to rank 34th in terms of life expectancy. How is that possible? It makes no sense that nearly half Americans are obese.
Let's ask those
questions, Kate.
Medicare for all would help.
Yeah. It would help. Exactly. Oh, my God. Okay, one last one.
It's one thing to deny the data from decades of how many lives have been saved from vaccines that children do not suffer from, and what it would mean if the skepticism and the questions we're suggesting are out there, then start getting into the mindset of millions of Americans once again, led by someone who has not only been a skeptic of vaccines, is a cynic of vaccines.
Yeah, thank you. I loved how she put it. She said, when did we stop listening to people who are actual experts on things, talking about the Nobel laureates warning about Bobby Kennedy? And he said he disagreed with the premise of her question, saying those experts had elite pedigrees, but argued their assumptions should be challenged by others outside their areas of expertise. Oh, sure.
They're challenged by people in the area of expertise through
publishing.
This is a perfect setup. Dr. Doom is going to spike.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be in the studio with a Max Inc. preview.
And besides Pam Yonke being our guest, we're going to play some of John and Gordy's favorite Christmas music.
Yes.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer, connecting the dots. New evidence appearing to link the suspect, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, to the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Fingerprints on a water bottle, the same fake ID that was used at a New York hostel, and shell casings found at the site of the shooting that matched the gun found on Mangione. Questions over who is flying large drones over sensitive locations in the Northeast. Dozens of sightings reported since last month, including near President-elect Trump's Bedminster golf course. The Pentagon denies Iran is responsible. Right now on Wall Street, President-elect Trump ringing the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange as it's announced that he'll be Time Magazine's 2024 Person of the Year.
The media's tamed down a little bit. They're liking us much better now, I think. If they don't, we'll have to just take them on again, and we don't want to do that. But I do want to thank Time Magazine. I've been on the cover many times. I don't know who has the record.
This is ABC News.